Before coming to Bethany as our president, I was president of a Christian high school and middle school in the Twin Cities, and this was kind of a unique school. It happened to have a boarding school program, and there's only about four of those in the state of Minnesota, a high school with a dormitory. And it also had a very large international program. So part of my role as president was that I was asked to travel overseas, always to Southeast Asia, to recruit families, parents, and students to come to this Christian boarding school for an American high school education. So I had a lot of opportunities in those years. Typically, I was making two to three trips a year, each trip lasting two or more weeks. So I was spending a lot of time in Southeast Asia. And what was rewarding was not just sharing the story of this school to prospective families, but every day I made it my prayer, Lord, please use me today as your tool so that I can share with these families the true message of hope found in the Bible. You see, these students and families that we were recruiting, they typically had no concept of Christianity. They may have heard of it. They may have heard of the Bible, but they had no clue what the Bible was about. To them, Christianity meant, because they watched American movies, they figured that all Americans go around shooting each other. So when they heard that the school I represented was a Christian school, they said, oh good, you don't shoot each other. They said, oh good, you're a safe school. Oh, you probably teach our kids some values. I said, yeah, we do. But I could then go on to talk to them when I was invited, because sometimes I was in communist countries. When I was invited and I asked the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, give me these opportunities, I could then share that sweet message of the gospel with them. I'll give you just two quick examples of times when that happened. First incident I'll share with you, I was in Shanghai, China, and I was talking with the mother of a current student, and she had conceptual English, okay? I could talk to her. And I was actually, because this was a current student, I was actually doing what we would call a parent-teacher conference with this mother. So in essence, you could say I traveled 6,000 miles to do a parent-teacher conference. And I was going through this particular student's grade report. And one of the courses this student was taking was a course called Bible Knowledge. And I was explaining, okay, your son has a B in this course, and the instructor shared with me that here's how the student could reach up to get an A, and here's how the student is attending in class, things like that. And I remember she just grabbed my hand and stopped me and said, tell me about Bible. And at first I didn't get it. I said, you mean like, what's the content, or we want the syllabus? I mean, tell me about Bible. It hit me. Oh, the Spirit's using me. Oh, you want me to tell you the message of the hope in the Bible? Oh, is that cool? I abandoned the parent-teacher conference. I got to share with her the story of Jesus Christ as her Savior. Second quick example. I'm now in Seoul, South Korea this time. And I was meeting with a mom and her twin daughters who were eighth graders, and I was trying to convince them that she should send her lovely little twin eighth grade girls to America for ninth grade. These kids had I'll call it a quasi-understanding of Christianity. They had heard a little bit. So I'm giving the whole spiel about our school, etc. And then just in the middle of my conversation, I was going through this wonderful PowerPoint about the school. This kid just blurted out, have you ever met the Holy Spirit? I've never been asked that before. And then the Spirit just took over me and said, and it just came out, and I said, why, yes, the Holy Spirit lives in my heart. And I can let you know how the Holy Spirit can live in your heart too. Ah, they were just flabbergasted by that. So what I want to do this morning is to share with you a simple way that when the Holy Spirit gives us opportunities to share the message of hope in Jesus Christ with others, that you have just a simple tool that you can use when you're blessed with those opportunities. And if you don't know Jesus yet as your Lord and Savior, listen to these words carefully. It's the message of hope. So what I've got for you this morning is something called the Wordless Picture Book. And it's a simple conceptual way to share the message of the Bible. I can say it in no words, but I'm going to use words. Four colors. The first color is brown. I could use any dark color to describe this. This is how God views the heart of each human. By nature, we're dirty, we're dark, we're muddy. And what that means is God is a very demanding God. He says, be holy as I, the Lord your God, am holy. Be perfect. Oh, that's easy. Maybe not. Right? The Bible tells us that we're not. The Bible says that we are sinful from the very time we're conceived by the fact that we're human. So because we're born of sinful human parents who were born of sinful human parents, going back to the first people, all of us have sin. Try as I might, every day I'm constantly thinking about thoughts that are outside the mark. To have sin means to simply miss the mark. To miss the mark of what God demands in His Ten Commandments. Every day I miss that mark. I have thoughts that I shouldn't be having. I say things that I later regret and wish I wouldn't have said. I forget to do things that I really should be doing, and I do things I shouldn't be doing. I do it all the time. So God tells us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It's not that, try as you might, it's just not possible for us as humans. And so you say to yourself, okay, so I mess up. So I mess up a little bit. But that's the issue, because God is a very just God. He has to carry through what He demands. He demands perfection. So what God must do is to tell us in His holy word that the wages, what you deserve because of your sin, you deserve death. The wages of sin is death. And I'm not just talking about go to sleep, wake up sometime later death. I'm talking about a type of death that is eternal separation from our Heavenly Father forever. In a real place called hell, where we're forever in eternity tormented. That's what we deserve because of our sinfulness. The Bible says that the soul who sins, that's the one who will die. We got a problem. But God also tells us in His words that He wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. So our loving Heavenly Father has given us a way out of this muddy, sinful condition. And so the second color is red. Red stands for the blood of Jesus, God's very own Son, who said, you know what? I know you couldn't live that perfect life, so I'm going to live that perfect life for you. I'm going to be the substitute. I'm actually going to take the death that you deserve, and I'm going to take on that death for you. So the color red represents the blood of Jesus, God's Son, who cleanses us from all sins. See, the Bible says that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that the Lord laid on Jesus, on Him, the iniquity, the sin of all of us. So we have a wonderful way out from our sinful condition. So something very transformational can happen. Now God no longer sees us as dirty and full of sin, but because of the work of God's Son Jesus on our behalf, here's the fun part, We're no longer sinful, but now God sees us only as pure and holy in His sight. A great exchange has taken place. The Bible says God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in Him, in Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God, to be right, to be pure, to restore that original way that God wants us to be, pure and holy. And so we can meet the demands that God requires through the lens of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And you know what? There's not a single thing you can do about this. There's nothing that you can do to earn it. It's a totally free gift. The Bible calls it grace. Undeserved love that none of us deserve, because all we can do is sin. But God in His grace and mercy gives us this gift of Jesus Christ as our Savior. So all that we have to do, the Bible says, is to put our faith in that Jesus, that Savior for all. The Bible says God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life. So the color green represents life. Life forever with our Savior in heaven. If you already know Jesus as your Savior, here's a simple way that you can talk about Him. Our condition, sin, what Jesus did for us, His blood, the way God now sees us, holy and pure, and a gift that's ours totally by grace, life in heaven. I pray that every day you come back to chapel, because here at Chapel at Bethany, this is where we get to learn in detail every single day more and more about what those colors mean. And if you, again, don't yet know Jesus as your Savior, I pray that the Holy Spirit work in your heart the faith to believe the simple message of hope. The one thing needful that we talk about at Bethany, the one thing needful, Jesus Christ as our Savior from sin. Amen.